The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hi, Nate.
How are you?
I'm all right. I apologize for my tardiness.
Is that still okay to say that?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I was trying to sound proper.
No, it's absolutely the proper thing to say. No, I appreciate it. When you do you want me to say what I?
Yeah, I want you to tell everyone how
how funny I am,
how amazing you are, and how thankful they should be.
Diana pulled up about 3-4 minutes late from when we normally start recording the show, and that's actually become pretty common that she's somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes late.
Or I'm really early.
Or you're really early. And my response was, if you were a period, you'd have lots of women really worried. Just arriving a little later than expected.
I think it's cute.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. As we record this, now, granted, this is a week delay on the show, it's 106 in Sacramento.
It's fucking hot. That's what it is.
It's over 105. It's 110 in Redding.
Ew.
So if you think it's bad here, it's worse there.
Well, I used to live in Arizona, so I'm used to heat, and I like the heat, but, like, now I'm getting to the age. Like, I've been more self-conscious about my body and, like, more, like, shallow.
Okay.
And so, like, now I'm just like, God, why didn't I try to work out earlier before the summer and, like, show this off? And now I'm just like, no, I want to be in sweater weather all fucking day, but I can't because it's 100 and fucking hot. And work, see, the thing that sucks at my work, it's like hella cold, but then I have to go outside mm-hmm. for like breaks and like all that, so like I step outside in jeans
yep.
and a shirt, and I feel like I walked into hell, like yeah. literal hell.
Yeah, I walked outside today, and like coming back from lunch, I was walking, and I could literally feel the heat from the pavement start to work its way up my jeans. Like, my
yeah.
jeans getting hotter going up my leg. It's really weird. Although, when you're in air conditioning all day, I like it a little cooler than it is now. But when it's about, like, 98 to 102, somewhere in there, and you're in air conditioning all day, you walk outside into the warmth, it's like Mother Nature giving you a nice warm hug.
It would be if I had shorts on. Like, when I walked out today, like, in this outfit, and,
right.
Out to my car, I was like, yeah, this feels nice, you know, because I'm not feeling the warmth from anybody else. So it felt nice to like get all that, and like it felt like warm and fuzzy, and it's like, oh, and summer nights are my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I love summer nights. But then when I'm in jeans and that shit, I like want to take my pants off.
Hey, now
that but I don't.
You never? You just keep them on all the time.
In public.
That's going to lead to some sweaty things.
In public, I do.
Hey,
I'm classy.
Again, on a week delay, but this past weekend, as we're recording this, was Pride in San Francisco. Did you get a chance to?
No, I fucked up my back, and also, like, I don't know what it is lately. I went to LA Pride earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that the cast from Orange and New Black was at NYC Pride. And SF Pride, they kind of split it up.
Yeah.
I saw that, and I thought that was really cool. They showed up. My friend was hosting one of the stages too, and like I really wanted to go. This is the first time I wanted to go on Sunday. I couldn't bring myself up to it for some reason. I wanted to make a whole weekend out of it, and I couldn't bring out my gayness. It just didn't want to come out.
It was back in the closet.
I think I'm just like, I don't know. Like, they closed off about 50-75% of Dolores Park
mm-hmm.
for renovations, and that's home for me there.
Yeah.
Like, so I think the fact that that wasn't all the way there kind of like dampened my pride. I want to go back and like go hella hard, and like, so now it was like I wasn't feeling it this year, and I'm kind of like oddly okay with it. Oh, also, this was really cool, and not to sound like a braggy Betty, is that a thing? I just made that up.
There you go, braggy Betty.
That's a thing. Okay. But I got offered to do a guest set by Tom Rhodes. He was at SAC Punchline.
Okay.
He's been on Comedy Central. He's really funny. Been doing it for years. He's a really cool dude. I was just talking to him, and he offered me a guest set on Sunday. So I was like, well, there goes my Pride plans. Fuck it.
So basically, a guest set is worth turning on your community. is what you're saying.
If it's offered by Tom Rhodes, yes.
Okay.
If anything offered by Tom Rhodes, you turn down everything else.
Tom Rhodes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wouldn't know him from Randy Rhodes, so I have no idea. Oh,
he's
sorry.
You should look him up. Everyone listening should look him up. And next time he's in SAC, you should see him. He's amazing.
Not disparaging him. I just have not heard of him, which is not a big deal. He's not heard of me either, I guarantee it. Unless he's listening. And if you are, hi, Tom.
big fan.
No, I'm not going to lie. No. I've not heard of you, so I obviously
haven't.
But
you will, because you're going to look him up after the show.
Sure. I'll look him up at some point.
Yes.
Send me a reminder, and I will.
But yeah, that was really cool. I mean, it was cool to be on a Punch. And then Cheryl was hosting this weekend, and Emmett Short was featuring. And he's a really funny dude, and he has a Vine channel that's hilarious. But Cheryl is, like, my idol. Like, I want to be her. So much.
Cheryl the soccer mom.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, to have her introduce me, that was really, really cool. I got all, like, jittery. I was so excited. I'm still excited. So my weekend was really cool besides Pride, and that sucks. But everyone that went, allies and gay people, like, thank you. Like, it's cool to, like, where people can come together and just drink. Like, I had a friend. I asked him, because he was going to San Francisco, or he was supposed to, and I asked him, I was like, you know, are you going to Pride? And he's like, I'm not gay. I'm like, that has nothing to do with it. Like, there's more story of people at Pride now. It's like saying you're not gay and going to fucking Faces. What the fuck does that mean? That doesn't mean shit.
No, it doesn't. I just I don't go to Faces because I don't go to clubs.
Yeah, but like, people are like, yeah, I don't go to Faces because, you know, I'm not gay. I'm like, there's more straight people at Faces now than gay people. Like, if I want to try to holler, I don't go to Faces.
Well, there's,
if I do, I don't. But
To be fair, the bar Bulls, which has the mechanical bull in it, has more non-cowboys than cowboys in it. But that doesn't mean I need to go.
No, I'm not saying you need to go. I'm just saying, like, it's just like an argument where they're just like, why would I go to some place if I'm not gay? I'm like, that's not a thing anymore. Like,
it's not a thing. So gay bars are not a thing anymore?
Not like big events like Pride, which
was
the argument. That's what I was trying to say, because he's like, I'm not going to Pride, because he was going to San Francisco, and he thought it was like a stupid or like fucked up question for me to ask him, like, oh, so you're going to Pride? And he's like, why would I go? I'm not gay. I'm like, those aren't related. Those don't coincide.
They are for straight people. I hate to break it to you.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was still a thing. Like,
it's because
a lot of my straight friends go to Pride. More of my straight friends. Actually, most of my friends are straight. But anyway, most of them go to Pride.
Yeah, and there's something to be said for that, for whatever reason they want to go. And that's cool that they want to go and that they're welcomed at that event. I just think, especially for guys, going to something like Pride, you don't want to be seen as
an ally.
No, as an outsider. You know,
you don't get seen as an outsider.
No, but for people who don't know, they're like, oh, it's a gay event. I don't want to, you know, impinge upon your gayness or whatever that might be. I don't know.
I think I don't know. I understand, like, certain people do that. They still have that certain mindset. And there's other people that do have that mindset when people go to certain clubs, which I understand to a certain extent. There are some nights and some clubs where people are just like, dude, we don't have anything. Like, why are you taking this away from us?
Yeah, exactly.
But Pride is not one of those events and one of those things. And obviously Faces is not either. But the thing is, like, Pride is a time where, like, people are celebrating, like, you know, who they are, and the fact that, like, we're all people, and, like, that, I think that's the worst mindset to go ever have. That Pride is why we don't want that. We don't want people to think like that, and that's why we have Pride. It's a lot for the allies. It's like, it's a huge party. It's nothing else but a party.
And I think it's good that you brought that up, because I don't think most straight people think the way that you are expressing. I think more straight people than not think, oh, it's a event where a huge group of gay people get together to express their pride in who they are and the fact that they can do it openly, and it's their thing. But I don't think most straight people are like, oh, I'm going to go to Pride. Now, there's a subset of, because I have a lot of really liberal friends. I host shows with them, and they will do things. They will go out of their way to prove, look how pro-gay I am. I am all the way over here. And it's like, now you're kind of trying too hard.
Yeah, that's a lot for me even. But I think Pride has always been, for me personally, and then again, these are the opinions of myself and the Will Hong podcast and not those of all gay people the world.
Disclaimer. You might get a stink eye from someone.
Yeah, right. But it's just, it's always like, my life philosophy is like, if you can't share certain things with people, like special moments and stuff like that, what's the point? Like, if you like travel the world all by yourself, but you had no one to share it with, I mean, it's cool you did that, but it's like, I don't think it's that special. And so like, pride is like one of those things where like, we just celebrate like a time, like, yeah, we can be out and gay and like, I mean, it's in San Francisco. Every day is pride. Like, that's every day.
Well,
but I think to
put it another way, it'd be sort of like, being like, hey, we're going to the family reunion this weekend. Are you going to the family reunion? No, I'm not part of the family.
You are part of the family, though. It's anyone that supports gay people being people, that we should be treated as people. So like, that's what pride is about. If you believe that, then you're part of the family. I think that's what the beautiful thing is about pride, as opposed to certain club nights. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been to like ladies night on a Tuesday night in the Castro. There's a lot of straight people there, and I've heard a lot of gay girls go like, you know, this is our night. Like, gay guys have all the other nights,
right?
You know, there's straight clubs, like, why are they impeding on this for us? Like, this, like, and I understand that it's a very exclusive night. If you're just straight up impeding because you're like, I don't want to dance with, like, it's complicated. I understand that, but pride is not one of those events, and it should never be seen that way. In my personal opinion, I think everyone should go celebrate. If you're liberal, if you're not, then go make friends and stop being an asshole.
So
not liberal. I'm sorry, homophobic. Right. That was the word I meant to say.
If you've if you've got any questions, find one of your gay friends and ask them to go with you.
Exactly. Or go by yourself. There's plenty of straight people that go.
No. I understand what you're saying. But if you're nervous about it, go, hey, I'd like to go. Is it cool if I go? Blah, blah, blah. And then just have the conversation, like the conversation we're having right now.
Yeah.
And I think the problem is people don't have that conversation. People on one side make an assumption. And then it's not a, I'm not talking about taking sides, but people with differing viewpoints, like your friend is like, why would I go to Pride, was coming at it from one viewpoint, and your viewpoint on the other side is like, well, why wouldn't you go to Pride? But if you don't have that conversation, if that conversation never comes up, like the one we're having now, no one is ever educated as to, yeah, Pride is about doing this and this. And that's like, oh, well, yeah, maybe then I would go and check out what's going on.
Yeah, I think that's important. I guess I didn't realize how close-minded I was, because I totally was just like, I don't understand your point. Like, what that for me, I was kind of insulted. I was like, we just don't want gay people. That's stupid. That's counteractive or counterintuitive to what the whole purpose of Pride is. It's like, we only want gays here. Like, that's, we want to be included in society and treated like everyone else. Why would we seclude ourselves like that? That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know, but that's
a good point. I'm glad we did have this conversation, because I like that thought never would have crossed my mind unless you told me, like, hey, this is how we feel. I'm like, oh, I guess I see why you feel that way. I don't agree with it. I don't think you should, but that's why we have this conversation.
Right. And that's how people's viewpoints evolve and things like that. And I try to point out to my friends all the time, you know, things that come up and they're like, well, why would anybody think another way? It's like, you don't understand. If you grew up in one place and you never went anywhere else and you never talked to people who felt differently about things, you never really understand that there are people who hold diametrically opposed viewpoints to yours, who are every bit as convinced that they are in the right as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of it is about opinion and perspective. And I'm trying to bring, you know, everything that we do here, you know, we try to bring, make people laugh, but we're also trying to bring a perspective to people and on a variety of different things, because that's what we do.
Yes.
Little laughter, little perspective.
Keep you educated. Speaking of education,
yes.
Someone else got educated a couple weeks ago, this past week.
It was a few weeks ago. Rush Limbaugh. If you ever wondered what would happen if a transgender person called into the Rush Limbaugh show and actually got through the call screener, well, wonder no longer.
Appreciate it very much. Tina, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hi, welcome to the program.
Around here.
Tina.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, it's your turn. Have at it.
Oh, geez, I didn't think that other person was going to talk so briefly. thanks for having me on, Rush. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. It's great to have you here.
When I heard you this morning, you know, one thing that jumped right out at me was when you used the Scalia quote about gay marriage.
It's there.
I was like, was he just so taken aback?
No, why the audio stopped? Because it still says it's playing here.
Appreciate it very much. Tina, Colorado court legalized same-sex marriage. Another social movement is poised to challenge deeply held cultural beliefs. This is a whole story in Time magazine called The Transgender Tipping Point, and it is they who discuss the Scalia Supreme Court ruling and what he meant, and they say he was right. It's now doors are wide open.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that you are not, saying that transgender rights is a bad thing that conservatives should oppose.
Oh, no. I've been for trannies for a long time. I don't know if you've heard otherwise.
Yeah. Well, actually, I did hear you using that term, and a lot of us do find that to be rather offensive because of the way it's been historically used.
Oh, I didn't know that. Tranny is offensive?
Yeah, it's kind of an...
But that's all the porn I surf. It's tranny porn.
I love that he just kept saying, he's like, tranny's offensive. It's like someone asking him if the N-word was offensive, and they just kept saying it over and over. It's like, how is that offensive? And they just keep repeating it.
I'm looking up tranny porn every day, and I don't understand. They seem very proud.
Argument, and RuPaul I thought it was.
I thought it, you know, I heard Alec offensive. Baldwin use the term. When he was in trouble because he has made a lot of homophobic comments.
Right.
And
yeah.
He wrote this big apologia that ran in one of the New York area publications. He used the term tranny as though it were hip and an inside baseball term that made him cool with the transgender.
Yeah. You know, that is kind of the minority viewpoint on it, is that we're reclaiming that word like black people use the N-word. But a lot of us genuinely fighting for our rights. We hear tranny as a joke on Two and a Half Men, and we hear tranny as a joke as a derisive term.
Why are trannies watching Two and a Half Men? This is what I need to know. Why is anyone watching Two and a Half Men?
Trans women, for sure.
All right, I thought it was cool and hip. You're telling me it's like the N-word, except do you all use it amongst yourselves?
In certain contexts, like I will use it when I'm talking about the way somebody else sees me.
Yeah.
Like I'll say something like they don't want a tranny working there.
Well, how do people know you're a tranny?
Well, a lot of them don't, and that certainly leads to part of the problem. You know, people have.
It's not going to stop.
That they're going to get attracted to somebody who turns out to be a tranny. And one of the things about being transgender is that kind of whatever somebody's sexual preference is, you're not it. You know, gay men don't want to have anything to do with effeminate types, and straight men don't want to have anything to do with people that have got, wrong plumbing or wrong history. And, lesbian women are interested in certain things that just never going to be the same, no matter how much surgery you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you lesbian women.
Is a problem. People often think that I'm going around trying to trick people, and so I will often, if I'm going to a bar.
Well, so you're a transgender. How would you trick somebody? What are they afraid?
Here comes the good part.
They're afraid that, again, from their perspective, they're afraid that I'm going to present as a real woman and trick them into having sex. I mean, that's what you see on Jerry Springer.
But at some
three
point,
times a week.
Okay. At some point, even if you do trick them, they're going to find out that they've been tricked and it's not going to work, right? But if they think you're a guy, but you're not, at some point they're going to find out if they try to have sex.
Well, a lot of times people have oral sex or anal sex in the dark. And that's the kind of thing that you see.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Liar. Liar.
Right, because everybody, has. Oh, gee.
He doesn't pay prostitutes, my ass.
If there's this cartoon show about a family that they have a dog that plays a person, and the dog who plays the person
Family Guy
accidentally had sex with somebody that he didn't know was a postoperative transsexual, and when the dog finds out, the dog barfs for 30 entire seconds of the cartoon.
Is that Family Guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can see where that would be insulting.
Rush.
You can see where that would be insulting.
Oh, Rush. You're a gem.
That phone call was so chock full of goodness and terribleness all in one because he just wouldn't stop saying tranny.
He is a dick.
And then the transgendered person on the line is saying tranny back to him. And they're having a tranny off is what's happening.
They really are. It's like, this is offensive, but let's see if you can say it more times.
Yeah, I'm really offended by the term tranny. Is what, I'm just going to keep saying it over and over again. And
you know, I am it was great. I like how that was just
that is a sexually frustrated transgendered person because you heard the part where they were like, nobody wants anything to do with my parts.
Yeah.
That's like, I feel bad for them, but everybody's, I mean, you've expressed that same. That same sentiment at times.
You're I hate being on a podcast. I want to be like, no, what are you talking about? I'm down for love and okay, that came up.
I mean, just that feeling of I really just want to find somebody and I'm feeling
that
very
too.
Alone.
Well, okay, that too. But also, I'm kind of a slut, so that's a little different. It's not the same. But I understand. It's a little more difficult for the train. I think they're marginalized.
Oh, absolutely.
So I understand. I love that she called into Rush Limbaugh. And in the beginning, too, wasn't he like, I'm totally for the trannies? Like
he was.
And I'm just like, so confused by everything that just happened. That first sentence out of his mouth, I was like, what?
You know, it's a sign of evolution. He's completely for them, but he insists on using that.
And using trannies. It's sort of like
when you run into somebody's grandparents who are totally in favor of equal rights for the blacks.
Oh, yeah.
or whatever other term they might pull out of the old-timey phrase book.
I got called Oriental by my friend's grandparents one time.
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't you?
And that was great. Like, it was...
We want more Mexican-Americans, more Orientals, and more Negroes.
See?
Yeah, like, who doesn't? But I just thought it was like, you know, they're like, oh, no, I'm not racist. I don't understand how that term's racist. They are Oriental. I'm like, no, that's a rug.
It is. But to be fair, it used to be a perfectly acceptable term.
Yeah, and I thought tranny, actually, I am kind of guilty. I thought tranny was okay for a little bit, and then I realized that it's not.
No.
Because it does sound a little demeaning.
Unless you're talking about tranny porn. Because that is literally a category.
But isn't that not okay, offensive too, but maybe
I don't think in porn they're that concerned with it.
Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, I think it's right next to the bukkake, which is blowing your load all over chicks' faces.
Oh god, people are so gross.
Like multiple guys.
People are so gross. I love you. He was like, I can see how Family Guy was offensive. He's like, I understand how that's offensive.
You had to wait till the end for that nougaty goodness, but it was there.
That made me happy.
Yeah, there you go. Do you have a bitch's preach for us before we go?
Fuck, I don't think so. Not this week.
Let's go with the message about pride. Pride is for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Pride is for everyone. Everyone, especially if you love to party, are you really going to let your homophobia stop you? That's fucked up. Gays love to party. We're the best partiers. You're not really living it up unless you party wasn't gay too. So
let me ask you this real quick before this song is up, because I saw a news report and the reporter was in the park talking to a lesbian and she was like,
she cute?
She was all right. I wasn't really paying attention. I figured she wasn't interested and it was through the TV. And she was like, well, it's, you know, just us dykes and blah. She goes, no, dykes is good. It's fine. I use the word dykes. It's fine. Is the term dykes okay?
I don't know.
Because
I don't know if butch is... I think butch is okay as long as it's an adjective. I don't know. I personally... I mean, I would be offended. I get a little offended when someone says that I'm, super dykey or, I look dykey. But mainly that's because I have my own insecurities about looking like a boy.
Okay.
I have insecurities about my femininity. Or I think I said that wrong.
No, you're good. Close enough.
That's my own personal... reservations about it. But other than that, I think dykey's okay because, dykes on bikes is a thing, but I think it went through a process of reclaiming. I think that's where it came from. I think before it was an offensive term, but now it went through a process of reclaiming, so I think it's okay now.
As long as you say it with a smile on your face,
exactly.
It's okay.
I think if you use it negatively, you go up to someone and be like, you're a fucking dyke, all this shit is burning in hell, Dyke's burning in hell, some sign or whatever. I don't think that's okay.
But if you go, hey, look, it's the Dykes, how you doing? That's okay.
If they're on bikes, I think you can say that. I think you can say that at Pride. Not everyday life.
Glad we clarified that for everybody. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. Everybody have a great one. We'll see you next week with more fun. Bye-bye. G-G-Y.